It's one thing when a bad call costs you a touchdown or a home run or a winning basket. It's another when a bad call costs you your life. And that may well have happened 1,800 years ago to a Roman gladiator named Diodorus. That's what Michael Carter believes anyway. He teaches Roman history at Brock University in Ontario. Professor Carter, you studied the epitaph of this one gladiator, Diodorus. You were trying to figure out exactly how he died. What did you see first on the gravestone, and how did you interpret it?
The tombstone shows the end of a gladiatorial combat between two gladiators. One gladiator stands victoriously over his opponent. He's holding two swords, and his opponent is on the ground begging for mercy, no weapon in his hand. There's an accompanying epitaph, which then describes what went on in the fight, and it seems that the gladiator who is standing victorious over his opponent actually ends up losing the fight.
So the one who's standing victorious, big and brawny, over the one who's on the ground is actually the man whose gravestone it was, presumably Diodorus. So what do you think happened?
Well, Diodorus tells us in the epitaph that he knocked over his opponent, that he was victorious, that he chose deliberately not to kill his opponent. Then he says that the Sumerutus, who is the referee for gladiatorial combat, intervened, and it's the Sumerutus whom Diodorus blames for his ultimate death.
He's really cheesed off at the ref.
I think the referee has interpreted a rule in one way which Diodorus thinks was incorrect and ultimately cost him his life. Yes.
So why would this call, maybe, maybe not, a bad call by the Sumerutus, the ref, why would that have resulted in Diodorus' death?
We don't know how it would have resulted in the death ultimately, but clearly Demetrius, the opponent who's on the ground begging for mercy, was given back his own weapon. The fight resumed, and Diodorus was either stabbed or somehow wounded in the fight. What we do know is the scene depicted is a very common scene. That is, one gladiator standing victorious, not deliberately killing his opponent, and the opponent holding up his hand requesting mercy. At that point, the Sumerutus, the referee, always steps in and stops the fight and then refers it on to the person who's paying for the fight and the people to decide whether the fight should go on or stop. In this case, which again is unusual, Diodorus blames the referee for his death, which must mean that the referee must have stepped in, stopped the fight, and then required his opponent to get his weapon back, his shield back, and then start the fight again. Otherwise, how could Diodorus have been killed in the fight and then probably died of an infection afterward?
Does this change anything of what we know about gladiators, aside from the fact that they blame the ref like any other athlete?
Well, I think for the general public has a common view of what gladiatorial combats are, but many scholars know and recognize, of course, that there's a referee involved and that there are some rules. But it certainly changes, I think, the way we ought to think about these combats. That is, that they're not simply homicidal encounters where one gladiator is trying to kill another in any manner possible. But there are rules and conventions. The ancients referred to it as a lex pugnandi, which governed the combats and restricted how the two could behave in the arena.
Michael Carter teaches Roman history at Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario. You can check out his article about the gladiator and the ref at our website, theworld.org. Thank you very much, Professor.
Thank you very much.